Waste Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is April 4th, 2017. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 676. On today's show, we'll answer your questions about USPS and guaranteed delivery and find out one seller's strategies for maintaining her top-rated seller status. We'll also do some estate planning, explore ways to optimize listings, and hear all about a home-run Barbie sale. We'll also talk to you. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Followers, beauty, and paychecks, all feature in today's eBay Radio News for April 4th, 2017. You may have received an email from Hal Lawton keeping you updated on the latest from sellers you follow. Did you get that, Griff? I think I might be in a beta or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I received it.
Probably not beta, but...
Aww.
Well, it was neat. It was a list, everybody that I follow, eBay sellers that I follow, it was a little report updating me on what they had done that week. So it was kind of cool. Meanwhile, Emma Watson revealed one of Belle's iconic Beauty and the Beast outfits had a big eBay connection, Griff. Emma Watson's Instagram account called The Press Tour shows how Disney and Eco-Age worked to create Belle's cape dress using upcycled materials, and it's her famous, that pink-purple cape that she wore. Turns out the vintage linen was found on eBay, and wool was sourced from a local fair. Part of the dress was made from wild nettle plants turned into fabric. We're putting a picture of Belle wearing the cape up in the chat room.
Isn't that cool?
I thought it was way cool. And you know, Griff, I don't know if you've read about it. Only you would understand all of it, what they did to the wool and what they did to the linen. And they,
really?
And the, yeah, they did certain kinds of up dyeing. And I didn't understand
up-dying.
It.
Up dyeing. What is up
dyeing? I don't know.
We'll have to figure that out.
But you need to look at it and let us know because it's fascinating. She insisted that all of Belle's clothes be eco-friendly.
Oh,
which I think
great.
Is great. Yeah. eBay has released an update to its Android and iOS mobile apps to make it simpler than ever. Now, the latest I heard was that the free update is for the Android app and the iOS app is to follow. Has that come out in the last few days that you know of?
I haven't been following it.
So I think right now it's just the Android.
The Android app.
Each
okay.
version of the app includes features that are native to the iOS and Android platforms, so sellers will notice improvements to the ease of listing items for sale.
Oh.
And tomorrow, April 5th, is Griff's birthday. Hang out with us today on the chat board during the show to wish him a happy one and to virtually taste some virtual cake virtually created by eBetsy.
And it's calorie-free.
Oh, absolutely. That's what makes it so wonderful.
Gluten-free, sugar-free, taste-free, reality-free. It's an alt cake.
So I have something that may end up being controversial.
Uh-oh.
But I'm doing it anyway.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Netflix just dropped the first trailer for a show called Girl Boss. Have you heard of this, Griff?
Girl Boss,
mm-hmm.
No.
It's a 13-episode series based on Nasty Gal founder. Remember we had her on the show once years ago? Sophia Amoruso.
Yeah.
It's from her autobiography, and it's kind of based loosely on her. But Britt Robertson plays the young Amoruso, who comes up with a brilliant system to make money by sifting through thrift stores and upselling her finds on eBay with the help of some chic photography. But, quote, when the eBay community scorns her, she decides to found her own business called Nasty Gal and tries to make it on her own.
Nasty Gal.
The series drops on April 21st. It's based loosely, as I said, on her experience.
I hope very loosely.
So I hope very loosely because...
No one scorned her, did they?
Not that I know of, but...
Well, that would be horrible.
See, I want to know. Maybe she... I don't know. Maybe she got some defects. I don't know what she means. And when she says community, she might mean buyers. I don't know.
Oh, buyers, yeah.
See, we don't know yet.
We don't know.
So I told you it was controversial, but I don't know yet.
We should have a t-shirt made for it. It should be our show slogan. We don't know.
I don't know.
Ask us. And we don't know.
More importantly, April 4th is National Hug a Newsperson Day. It was formerly called National Hug a Newsman Day. Now it's called Hug a Newsperson Day. Each year, this day gives everyone the opportunity to say thank you and hug their local newsperson. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary tells us that the word newsman dates back to 1596.
Wow.
They've been working hard for many years to bring us the news from around the world. So if you know a news person, hug them today.
Do I? I think I do know a few, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they would take a virtual hug.
Yeah, because I don't like those messy real hugs.
No,
I'm not a hugger.
No.
I mean, I'll do it.
Just a quick hug. I'm a quick hugger.
Yeah.
That's eBay Radio News for April 4th, 2017, brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Yay.
Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
So you've got a birthday tomorrow, but it's not a big one. It's not a...
Oh, excuse me.
No, it's not a momentous one.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's a prime number, you silly woman.
Oh.
63. I love the prime number
birthdays.
Yeah, but
see, 63, you haven't realized yet what it's like to be on, you know, like Medicare. It feels so good.
That'll come soon enough.
And you can get your, you know, your... Well, actually, you could get your Social Security now, but you don't want to. You want to wait.
I'm waiting till I'm 70.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. You're going to get a nice big check every month if you do that.
If I'm still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Given the recent events of the last 2 weeks, every birthday from here on, every day is a gift.
Why? What happened the last 2 weeks?
You know, the loss of our friend, George.
Oh, I'm sorry. How could I
forget
that?
This was our little family.
Yeah, you do start thinking about it. Darn right. See, a lot of my friends have passed.
Yep.
My card-playing buddies from years ago, Perry and Laura, and they pass on, and there you are. I know. Well, aren't we happy and joyful today?
Well, this is just
anyway,
a great show so far.
I want you to have a wonderful birthday tomorrow, so we're going to celebrate it today in the chat room.
Celebrate it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I like that.
Yes.
You can send gifts to eBay Inc. 2145 Hamilton Avenue, San Jose, California, 95125.
Absolutely.
My size is XXL, and my favorite color is green.
And your hat size is very big.
It's 8, so you won't find anything.
Very big.
There.
Yeah. Hard to find.
I have a big, let me be the first to admit this. I have a big fat head.
You know, yes you do. One other thing I wanted to mention today that really, it doesn't exactly have an eBay connection, but all women and men should care about it today. Today is Equal Pay Day. This is the day that marks how many days into the year women need to work in order to make the same paycheck as their male counterparts did.
Yikes.
In the previous year. So that's what today's
about. I just don't understand it. I just don't. I work with the most amazing, talented people, many of whom here are women. This has just got to stop. I mean, it just is indefensible. You can't. It's like being a second class citizen to be a woman in the workforce. It can't go on this way.
Well, some people do not admit to it, Griff, because they don't realize it. You know, if you are a woman, let's say, who doesn't care, you know, she works a minimum wage job or whatever. I'm not saying she doesn't care, but there are women who do not want to climb the ladder of success, let's say. And so, you know, not every woman is upset about this, but all women should be and all men should be upset about the fact that there's still this crap going on. So anyway, I had to mention that. And you know what? You know the eBay connection it has is a lot of women and men became online sellers due to the treatment they had in the workforce. Some men also. They didn't like the bosses they had. They didn't like the treatment they had. They didn't like not being in control. And so they became sellers on eBay, which is a welcome, wonderful, independent, spirited thing. There, I've had my say.
Yeah.
Today. The world goes on, right?
It does. Yeah. Anyway.
So, go ahead.
No, it's one of the reasons why being your own business person can make such sense, because really on eBay, even if you tell people whether your gender or your race or your age, doesn't make any difference. Your potential for earning and running a business is only based on your own merits.
And adding to that, Griff, more men than women in the past anyway.
I think you could just end it there.
Have gone to become entrepreneurs, and nobody said anything because it was a man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Women start to do that, and it's a hobby, or it's a ha ha ha. You're not taking care of your children. Women have gone through this for centuries, but we're fighting it, babe, and we have come up in the world, because in the Equal Pay Act was in 1963, and at that time we were only earning like 50 cents to a dollar of what men earn, and so now it's up to I think 80, which is fantastic. We've made great strides, so. This is a good thing. So keep fighting the fight, women.
Absolutely.
So how often do you check your Facebook, your Pinterest, your Instagram? How often a day do you do it?
I don't know.
You don't think about it,
I haven't kept track, yeah.
You just kind of go to it?
Sometimes I go, sometimes without thinking.
Yeah. Well, there's a big research project that just happened that said that most of us almost subconsciously go to it. So my advice for the entrepreneur today, we'll talk about later.
Makes sense, and it would explain a lot. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. I almost missed your question because I was on Facebook. Up next, USPS and guaranteed delivery when we return with more of eBay Radio.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.